Hey, hillbillies. This is Middle Aged and Creeped Out. We are your co-hosts, Todd and Sean. We have our tech engineer, Nate. Hope you guys are doing well. And we are much appreciative of Jerry and Tracy asking us to be a part of their Halloween episode special.
You mean trusting us?
Well, do they trust us?
I don't know,
Nate,
about that.
What do you think on that?
Yeah, they trust us.
They do?
Yeah. You and me, at least.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I think they're giving us another chance, or maybe... You know, we're probably into our 52nd chance, but...
Well, they've asked us, what, 3 or 4 years in a row?
Yeah, that's right.
So they must know something we don't.
God bless them, right?
Yeah, so thank you for that. We have a short little story for you guys. Hope you enjoy. Sean, what are we going to talk about?
For your spooky season pleasure, this is the Edinburgh Manor in Monticello, Iowa.
Oh, okay. And how did you come up with this?
I don't know. I did like Nate, and I looked up. I actually did. I was looking up, focusing in on different places that have really awesome, like, spooky characters. And there's we'll talk about it. Okay. One of the spirits here that's pretty dark.
Okay.
I was like, oh, that's totally up and down our alley.
So. We'll finish up with that, right?
Yep. Sounds
okay.
Good.
So you have a foundation for us, Sean?
I do.
Awesome.
Edinburgh Manor, the notorious former poor farm, mental institution, and retirement home in Iowa. During its decades in operation, it has played host to sinister occurrences and earned a reputation as one of the most haunted places in the Midwest. You've seen it on TV, but are you brave enough to experience it yourself? I say yes, we are.
Well, that's what we do.
Let's do it.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Sean, for the foundation. First story, Nate, you got that for us?
Yes, this is the happenings on the first floor. The first floor is haunted by several spirits. One of the spirits is that of a sweet and playful girl. She's singing, laughing, and running down the hallways. She likes playing with toys in room 106. She's been named Susie. And she told some paranormal investigators that she was just dropped off there. The second spirit on the first floor is the spirit of a man. He resides in room 121, but he has also been seen walking down to room 108. It is believed that this man committed suicide in what is presently known as the janitor's closet. He hanged himself with a sheet from the inside doorknob. Room 105 is a room where many have a bad feeling. It is believed that this one was the scene of a very brutal rape. Paranormal activity in the room, or in the form of EVPs, has been recorded here also.
Whoa. It is brutal.
Got y'all creepy. Got y'all choked up
all
over there?
Choked up.
So that's on the first floor, huh?
Yes.
Well, I've got some activity on the second floor of this location. So while the current owner spent a night in room 200, he felt as if someone was squeezing his big toe. Later, when his nephew and a friend investigated the room, they got an interesting EVP saying, "I grabbed you." A woman dressed in a white dress has been seen at the top of the stairwell quite often. She disappears when people see her. Her spirit is always seen between noon and 2 p.m. That's interesting. A white mist was seen near the ceiling at the exact same location. In room 204, a toy fire truck has been seen moving. It even shows up in other rooms on this floor. So that's the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
I've heard of pulling your leg, but never pulling your toe. that's pretty wild.
That's pretty interesting.
It is.
Yeah. So, Sean, what do you have?
I have the basement, and this is one of the entities in the basement is why I chose this and what I came across. The basement is haunted by two male ghosts. One of them is the ghost of a tall man wearing a brown cowboy hat and a long duster coat. He always appears between noon and two, just like the woman in white on the second floor. The basement doors leading to the staircase have the tendency to open and slam shut on their own. The owner's dog is also known to or drawn to the lower floor's staircase for some reason. The most famous resident ghost resides in the basement. This is my favorite. He is nicknamed the Joker, but he's not as innocent as his name sounds. The Joker is quite malevolent. He touches people, leaves marks on people, and he tends to throw dishes to the floor in the basement dining room. The Joker has been described as a tall and slender man with a crazy smile on his face. Like you, Todd? Is this what they describe you?
That's me.
Yeah. He wanders between various rooms, but is most often seen in the padded room, which is no longer padded, but is still referred to this way. He is believed to have committed suicide in this room by hanging himself. Perhaps that's why people have trouble breathing in the basement and most marks appear on people's necks. Ugh.
The Joker, huh?
The Joker.
Not the Joker in the
No, but that's actually what they were talking about, different spirits with cool names and cool identities and really dark presences, and this Joker comes up in that, some of those lists. And I was thinking, oh man, this is awesome, because it reminds me of Batman.
I watched a video, and I think there was two guys and a girl, and they heard a laugh.
Yeah, and they recorded it, and they did. Like, what in the world was
and
that?
And they kept playing it back, and then they, yeah, and it was pretty eerie. And it was kind of funny, though, too.
I love the Joker
because of their
laugh.
Reaction. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, so.
I don't love the stories behind this guy. I think it sounds terrible, but yeah, he's a maniacal killer, probably, it sounds like. But
well, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong
with that. That's what we talk about, right?
Anything for Halloween season, right?
Creepy, spooky, eerie, yeah. I liked it. The Edinburgh Manor in Jones County, Iowa. Put that on the list, by the way.
Absolutely. We certainly will.
I think, Nate, what do you think? We should hang out there, go there and check it out?
Most definitely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So there is the Edinburgh Manor in Jones County, Iowa. That was fun. I think the creepies and the hillbillies will enjoy that.
Heck yeah.
Nate, what do you have for us, man?
I think we're done tugging everybody's toes, so that's a wrap.
Oh, he never lets
us down.
That's
a first. That's definitely a first.
That is. Yeah, I agree. That was awesome. Sean?
We want to thank Jerry and Tracy for allowing us to be part of this Halloween episode and the privilege of being with them and the hillbillies.
Yes, thanks, Jerry and Tracy, for allowing us to the privilege of doing this again this year.
Do you think they'll let us do it next year?
Debatable.
The jury will be out.
Well, we hope they do allow us, and we did have a lot of fun, and look forward to next Halloween's episode special. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Happy Halloween.
See you.